In 1967, the latest British fashion craze was over Victorian military uniforms. In August of that year, the Beatles went into the studio to record a new song written by Paul. The track was intended to appear as if another band had recorded it.
Sgt. Pepper kind of eventually came out, basically from the idea that I had about this band. It was going to be an album of another band that wasn't us. We were going to call ourselves, and just imagine all the time that it wasn't us playing this album. And it was just a nice little mind warp to get you to see the album, because when you're too close, it lent distance to the album. So I had this song written of Sgt. Pepper, and he was 20 years ago, and he taught us to play, and we're his protégés, and here we are.
What? original line was, what would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and throw tomatoes at me, or would you throw tomatoes at me? And I would not sing that line, tomatoes at me, because I hated the line anyway. And in those days, they used to throw all sorts of stuff at us on stage. And I didn't want this to become a habit either.
If you were wondering where the Beatles came up with their idea for Sgt. Pepper, Paul says it came to him after listening to the Beach Boys.
A big influence was Pet Sounds, Beach Boys. That was the album Flip Me. Still does, actually. Still one of my favourite albums of all time. Just because the musical invention on that is like, wow. But that was the big thing for me. I just thought, oh, dear me, this is the album of all time. What the hell are we going to do?
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. Teachers had taught me weren't cool.
Coming up next, John explains the origin behind the most controversial track off the Sgt. Pepper album, and Paul explains why the band changed the way they were used to recording.
All your life, people have been making decisions for you. Now it's your turn to take control. And when you get your first credit card, choose Citibank. They know what it's like when you're starting out. They've issued more than 8 million credit cards to young adults, and they don't require a cosigner. So smile. Especially since your Citibank card can now have your picture on it.
To apply, call 1-800-CITIBANK, 1-800-CITIBANK. Not just Visa, Citibank Visa.
And the best part of the movie is when Simba, he's the Lion King, jumps in this big tree. And even my dad got excited. He got me the movie ticket from Kodak. And then this morning...
Wait a second. Kodak bought you a ticket to The Lion King?
Right. Buy 6 rolls of Kodak Gold film and Kodak will buy you a ticket to Disney's The Lion King soon in theaters. For details, see the display where you buy Kodak film.
Tell me that good part again.
First, you buy Kodak film. And then you buy